Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Welcome, welcome everyone to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. The topic of the week is live your dream now. Live your dream now. It's actually one of my favorite quotes from a friend of mine. His name is Norbert, and he's an entrepreneur. And I met him through a business mastermind that I'm in called Millionaire Alliance. It's run by Russ Ruffino and the Clients on Demand team. So I met Norbert through this mastermind. He is a commanding presence, even though he's only about 5'3 tall. He's German. He actually doesn't. He speaks, like, English is his second language. German is, he's fluent in German, and he speaks most English mostly well with a beautiful German accent. And he is one of the most inspiring people that I have ever met. He has built an 8-figure business in the span of 3 years. He's a business coach and life transformation coach. And he is so inspiring. And basically, he and his wife, this was a few years ago, many years ago, for several years, he and his wife built this business, their business together. And they were living the dream. So inspiring, full of smiles. And Norbert is just this go, 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 let's get it done. Let's make it happen kind of person. And they were doing it. And it was amazing to watch. And I can only imagine how amazing it felt for them. And then his wife fell tragically ill, and she died suddenly. It tore his world apart. His world was upside down. And on the other side of that chaos, on the other side of that grief, he found what I can only describe, because this is how he shows up. He found an unbridled joy, an unbridled enthusiasm for life, for live the dream now. He says it all the time, and he says it with all his body and all his soul, and it brings a tear to my eye every time I think about it, because this is a guy who lost his wife. This is a guy who's been through outstanding grief. And when someone like that tells you and reminds you to live your dream now, you hear it. You hear it with all of your heart, all of your soul. Every single piece of you is like, live the dream now. Now is all we have. What the hell are you waiting for? Carpe diem. Seize the day. Put no trust in the morrow. It's a sentiment, it's a belief, it's a part of my character that I've almost always had with me. And when I saw it embodied in Norbert, whenever I encounter any kind of challenges in my life, I think about that. And I encourage you to do that too. So, what does this mean for you? What does this mean for you and your tech career and your life? How can you extract the juicy goodness from this sentiment, from this belief, from this declaration? Live your dream now. Now is all we have, my friends. What can you extract from that? To give you a little bit of a nudge, to get those wheels turning, to get your heart pumping, to shed it's almost like your heart might be in a jail cell right now, especially given what we're going through. You have that armor around your heart and you want to protect it. You don't want to feel sad. You don't want to feel scared. And guess what? That's also protecting you from feeling that joy, that unbridled joy. That's the engine. That's the fuel that's going to help you build your dream and live your dream right now. Because if you don't do it now, then when? And I understand you're conditioned to think about it. I understand. Look, I get emails all the time from people who are offering, it's well-meaning advice. I know it's coming from a good place. It's from tech managers who are trying to give me help, marketing help. I have world-class marketing help in the form of Russ Ruffino and his team, in the form of Clients on Demand, in the form of a world-class copy coach, in the form of a world-class sales coach. I have all of the help that I need there. So I don't need help, marketing help or sales help from a technical manager. That's not your zone of genius, but I get it. I get emails all the time basically saying, Jen, you're asking me, and an inquisitive needs to think about it, needs to systematize, engineer. You're asking me to make a decision now. You really need to know your market a little bit better, my friend. And I get it, right? Like, you might be feeling that too. Like, I don't like it when people tell me right now, don't pressure me. Here's the thing though, if you want to create something new in your life, if you want to turn over a new leaf, if you want to live your dream, why are you putting it off? It's not pressure. It's creating the space for you to thrive. And the way to do it is to make a decision right now, because what other time do we have? We are not promised any particular amount of time on this earth. We're not promised anything. We go day by day by day. And I don't say this to scare you. I say this to inspire you to live your dream now. And you might be thinking, oh, there's too much risk. I can't do that. Living my dream would involve spending a bunch of money and taking a whole bunch of risks that I'm not willing to take. Well, let me share something with you. Risk is everywhere. Risk is everywhere. We take risks every single day, every time we get in the car. Every time we walk down the street, every time we eat food. Every time we share something with someone else, we're taking a risk. There's risk is everywhere. Security There's a great quote. I'm actually going to pull it up now. Give me a second. There's a great Helen Keller quote about security not existing. Security is mostly a superstition. It does not exist in nature, nor do the children of men as a whole experience it. Avoiding danger is no safer in the long run than outright exposure. Take the risk, expose yourself to the wild ride, the amazing journey, the soul stretching, muscle building, comfort zone moving adventure that is this life. Because why else are we here? Why else are we here? Do it now. Live your dream now. Decide right now and you'll figure it out. You're smart. You're extremely smart. You're wise. You got this. Any challenge that comes your way, you have this. Anything that comes in front of you, you're strong enough to fight it. You know, I'm also reminded as I'm telling this story of Rob's parents as well. Rob, my husband, so my parents-in-law, my father-in-law and my mother-in-law. So my mother-in-law passed away. She passed away last year. She fought a long and hard battle with lung cancer. And even though this wasn't sudden, and we knew it was coming, it doesn't make it any easier. So Rob's dad is making the most of life right now. He's doing the best to continue to live his dream, even though this is not, it's not the way he expected to do it, but he's still doing it. And one of the things that's amazing about the two of them is that in their own way, they also embodied what Norbert embodies as well. Live your dream now. They're much more kind of laid back about it. They're more like, yeah, let's go take a vacation. Let's do it. Why else are we here? You know, it's like, and, you know, Rob's dad is awesome. I talk to him about the business every once in a while. And I remember a conversation with him one time. It was me and Rob and him. And we were talking about money. And, you know, money is, you know, it's always one of those, it's always one of those worries when you're a business owner. And he said to me, Jen, don't worry about money. You could always make more of it. It's like they just have this unbridled optimism, the same way that Norbert did, but just in their own much more quiet way, in their more just subtle way. And it's the same kind of energy. It's do it now. Go take a vacation. Go buy that house. Go buy that RV. Go buy that motorcycle. Go live your dream. Why else are we here? You know, and I was talking about this with Rob the other day and about his parents and about this amazing perspective that they've had. And, you know, the way that Rob summed it up is like, yeah, the way that my parents look at it, the way that my dad looked at it is my dad doesn't want on his tombstone, my dad doesn't want, you know, as part of his eulogy, yeah, he paid off some debt. He's debt-free. And he has 50K in savings. That's not the legacy that he wants to build. Is that the legacy that you want to build? Yep. She's debt-free, paid for a kid's college, and has 3 months in savings. No, that's not the legacy. That's not the message that we want to send to future generations, that the purpose of life is to be debt-free. That the purpose of life is to save money just so it can sit there and do nothing? That's not the purpose of life. And I'm not going to pretend to know the actual purpose of life. You know, 42, you know, what is the meaning of everything? It's 42, right? But, you know, for me, and you can figure this out for yourself. For me, it's to live a balanced life full of meaning, fun, joy, excitement, gratitude, and adding value and connection. These are the values, these are the beliefs, these are the emotions, these are the experiences that I strive to create. Exciting experiences, fulfilling experiences, meaningful experiences that add value, that inspire. And I do it with love, and I do it with unbridled optimism. That's my purpose. It's not to pay the credit card bills. It's not to pay the rent. It's not to make sure that we have 6 months in savings. All that's going to happen is a byproduct. I know that. But at the end of the day, when push comes to shove and when I have to make the hard choices, do I let Rob buy that $600 guitar? Or do I worry that we don't have enough money and then that's going to cut into our savings? I let Rob buy the $600 guitar, and some of you have seen it. And it's an amazing guitar, and we call it abundance. Because he loves that thing. And that's what life is about. Live your dream now, no matter what. Make a decision right now. And I'm going to make it really simple. You're listening to a podcast for technical managers, for technical leaders. You're listening to an expert. I am an expert in helping technical leaders just like you who are committed and who are passionate about building your dream. So the only thing that's left is to make the decision that you want to build your dream and you want to do it right now. Because when you decide that it's time to build your dream, why do you want to wait? It's kind of like going on vacation, right? It's like, yay, we're going to Disney World. Yay, we're going to Hawaii. Yay, we're going to Italy. Yay, we're going to the mountains to ski. You want to do that right now. And often you can't take that vacation right now. So you need to wait. You need to wait. You need to wait. You do not need to wait to build your dream career. You're going to start right now, because now is all we have. We're not promised tomorrow. So make the decision now so that you can live a life full of joy and meaning and gratitude and excitement and value added and a legacy. Make the decision right now. Right now, book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. That's the first step. You don't need to wait. Just do it. Just go right there, book a call, and you're going to feel amazing about it. The certainty comes on the other side of it. I know you may be feeling some uncertainty right now. I know you may be feeling some, I'm not sure. I don't know. This feels weird. I'm scared. I get it. I've felt it too. Right before I decided to start my business, right before I started to invest five figures in my business to grow the marketing and to grow the sales. Right before we bought that guitar for Rob, even though it was only $800, I was like, oh, but this is the right thing. Right before we decided to take that trip to Italy and pay for that trip to Italy for our family that we took 2 years ago. It was like, oh, yeah. I was like, this is going to be scary. And I don't know if we're going to be able to pay it down. We'll put it on the credit card. And yes, we'll pay it off. But oh, I'm not sure if we're going to be able to or not. There's that fear. But you know what's on the other side of that fear? Amazing things. Awesome things. Amazing experiences around the other side of that fear. So yeah, you feel that fear. You feel that uncertainty. You know, another time that I felt it is I'm a skier. And occasionally I'll do the Black Diamond slopes when I'm up for it, when I'm feeling it. And at the top of that slope, man, I don't know, for those of you who are skiers, who are snowboarders, who knows what it's like to stand at the top of that steep slope and you look at how steep it is and you're like, holy shit, I don't know if I could do this. There's that moment, there's that second, and then you just go and you know you're strong enough and you go at your own pace and you have this. And you have it and you're doing it and it's awesome. And that certainty does not come until you push off and you start down that hill. At the top of the hill, it's just all, it's, there's that uncertainty, that there's that fear, but you visualize yourself doing it and then you go and you do it. Because if you stand there in fear, if you stand there saying, I can't do this, it's not gonna happen. And you're gonna walk away. And you're going to walk away from the opportunity of realizing how strong you are. The same thing goes for right now. Live your dream right now. And on the other side of the decision to live that dream and to build your dream career, you'll find that certainty. And we'll give you the support to make sure that you have all of the systems and all of the strategies to win in your career. All you have to do is book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. It's that simple. Live your dream now. There is no other time. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.